Hi, welcome to CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus, and I'm bundled up, with much of the U.S. feeling the effects of a polar vortex, which sounds cool to say and means something much cooler. We're focusing a lot of today's show on the cold. How cold is it? Well, in Chicago, the National Weather Service called it Siberia yesterday. Temperatures fell to 14 below zero. That was colder than the South Pole in Antarctica. Minneapolis, Minnesota warned its residents of historic and life-threatening cold. With wind chills hovering around 50 below zero, frostbite can happen in a matter of minutes. Now about that polar vortex. It's this circulation of winds that normally surround the North Pole. But occasionally those winds can get distorted. They can dip south. And when that happens,
brutally cold Arctic air is spreading a dangerous deep freeze over half the country. The frigid blast forcing schools and government offices to close from the deep south to the northeast.
The temperatures that we're talking about are deadly. This is a combination that is unlike anything we've seen in a long, long time.
Nearly 140 million people will experience wind chill temperatures of 0 degrees or below by Wednesday, temperatures the country hasn't seen in decades. In fact, Chicago, St. Louis, and Atlanta are all colder than Anchorage, Alaska.
The conditions are very bad. Roads are really slippery.
And it's not just the plummeting temperatures. A massive snowstorm battering the Midwest dumped up to 16 inches of snow in St. Louis. The iconic St. Louis Arch barely visible under the onslaught of snow.
This is a dangerous storm. Driving conditions range from difficult to impassable.
In Illinois, the entire basketball team from Southern Illinois University got stranded in the snow. Returning home from a game, their bus caught in the powerful winter storm. The team was stuck on the interstate for 6 hours before a tow truck was able to dig them out. But there's relief in sight. The sub-zero temperatures and snow will virtually be gone by Wednesday.
See if you could ID me. I'm a type of flu virus that spread worldwide in 2009. My symptoms are like those of a typical flu, but I used to be known as swine flu because I'm like a virus that circulates in pigs. I'm H1N1, and I'm the most common strain of flu that Americans are catching this year.
Of course, we don't catch it from pigs. We catch it from other people. And with flu season in full swing, millions of Americans are coughing, running fevers, getting chills and body aches, and unfortunately, passing it around. Just over the past week, the number of states reporting widespread flu activity jumped from 10 states to 25. Widespread means large chunks of states are reporting flu cases. The most common strain, the H1N1 virus, is affecting a lot of young people, particularly in the South. With proper care, it's not usually life-threatening, but it's sure not fun. So how can you avoid it? Doctors say the flu vaccine is a good start. It takes about 2 weeks before it's effective, though. Another way to protect yourself, wash your hands. Been exposed? Wash your hands. Ready to eat? Wash your hands. It makes the virus less likely to hit your body. We always enjoy taking a moment to recognize some of the schools recognizing us. It's time for the CNN Student News Roll Call. We're going to start out west with the Natrona County High School Mustangs. They're online in Casper, Wyoming. North Stafford High, you're on our roll. The Wolverines are watching in Stafford, Virginia. And leaving a legacy in Orlando, Florida, we're taking off with the Jets from Legacy Middle School. Our friends in Minnesota know about the St. Paul Winter Carnival, called the coolest celebration on earth. They've got some competition in northern China, and like the American event, you can't mind the cold. This celebrates it. If highs in the single digits don't keep you locked inside, the reward is carved artwork of snow and ice. Multicolored lights accent the frigid architecture, and as you might guess, it attracts tourists from all over the world who hopefully remember their coats. China actually offers travel packages focused on this event, but you might be wondering how all of this comes together.
If you think you're pretty handy building a snowman, you might want to get yourself to northeast China. In what's billed as one of the coolest shows on earth, the annual Harbin Ice Festival, thousands of workers have been hacking blocks of ice out of the river to carve giant sculptures and make fairy tale palaces and castles. one of the main attractions this year, a replica church said to tower 150 feet high, all of ice and illuminated with computer-controlled displays. Of course, if you are coming, don't forget your thermal underwear. Organisers say you could catch frostbite.